Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Speaking the language of redemption will radically change your thinking process. You'll start thinking differently. You won't think the same way. You'll start thinking and believing differently. And then you'll start seeing different results. When you speak in faith, you'll see different results. Listen, when you speak like God speaks, you will see overflow. You'll see overflow. When you speak like God speaks, you will see overflow. I got tired of saying I'm broke. I started saying what he said. I made you prosperous. That's what he said. I started saying that. I started saying that. And it wasn't that long before I started seeing prosperity coming my way. I used to get sick all the time and I spoke it out of my mouth. Oh my God, I was so proud. I was like a prophet. I'm going to get flu. And I got flu. I'm going to get measles. I got measles. I'm getting sick. I'm broke, I'm miserable. Ooh, I could say all those words, and I was seeing what I was speaking. And then I changed what I was believing by the word of God, and I overthrew and I overturned what the devil meant for bad in my life by speaking what I wanted to see. You got to speak what you want to see. Stop speaking what you don't want to see. You see, you want the dog, but you call the cat. Ain't going to work. You got to speak what you want to see. Say, speak what I want to see. You can change everything about your life. You can change what you're seeing, what you're experiencing, what you're living by what you're believing and saying. Say this. Say, I am God's workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared beforehand that I should walk in them. See, you just spoke some redemptive works. Words there. Pray God's word. Just pray his word. What's another word that you should pray? By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. Isn't that a good word to pray? Why don't we say it? By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. Rather than I'm sick, I'm getting sick, I'm going for the flu shots, I'm this, I'm that. Say what he said. Stop saying what the world says. What the enemy wants you to say. Amen. Really, it's a language of faith. Go with me to Mark 11. I'm going to just break down this scripture quickly. Mark 11, verse 22. We all know the scripture by now. And listen to what it says here. Jesus speaking to the disciples, of course, says, Master, look, the tree that you cursed has withered and died from the roots. They were astounded. So Jesus goes into a teaching and he says unto these disciples, he says to them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Okay, we're going to read all of this and I'll come back to it. Verse 23, for verily or truly I say unto you that whosoever, are there any whosoever's here? Okay, so he's talking to you. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, now the mountain can be a debt mountain, a marital mountain, a mountain of sickness, a mountain of fear, whatever it is. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever things he saith. Amen. Is that correct? That's a word coming straight from God. But I want you to look at the first part where he says, have faith in God. The Young's Literal Translation, the Dawie Rames, which is a Catholic Bible, Dawie Rames Translation, the Aramaic Translation, the Geneva Translation, which is older than the King James, the Geneva Translation, the Wycliffe Translation, all of them say, have the faith of God. They translated that way. Have the faith of God. But now most Greek scholars say that this should have been interpreted, have the God kind of faith. Have the God kind of faith. Well, what is the God kind of faith? We're going to find out. Amen. And so Jesus demonstrated the God kind of faith. He demonstrated the God kind of faith, right? When they said, how are we going to feed these 15,000 people, 5,000 men, but their women and children were there as well. How are we going to feed them? He knew. He had the God kind of faith. He said, bring me what you got. 3 fish and 5 loaves. Bring it to me. Is that what you preached this morning? I knew it. I was listening with my ear on the door. Bring me what you got. Bring me what you got. And he took that and he blessed it and he said, feed the people. Feed the people. Now listen. Let me tell you something. When he blessed it, it didn't just become a humongous warehouse like this, full of food to the brim. he still had to exercise his faith. He blessed it. He presented it to God. He blessed it. And he said, feed the people. 15,000 people roundabout, right? Feed the people. You and I would be kind of, oh God. Oh Lord Jesus. What are we going to do if it didn't work? Oh Lord Jesus. That's how we are. You know what I'm saying? I gave the sort of an example of you're in a big rush and you've got to get to work or you've got to get home. We're a big rush, okay? And you got to get there, but your tank, gas tank is on E and the light's been flashing for a day. Right? And you say, self, you're talking to yourself now. I know I've got enough to get home. I know I've got enough to get home. Right? I stay 7 miles away. It says 35 miles left. I know I've got to get enough to get home. But just in case. And you put into the gas station. That's how we are. Really, Jesus wasn't like that. Jesus said, feed them. Feed them. And once they started to pull out the fish, another one was in its place. And another one was in its place. And another one was in its place. And the bread, the same thing was happening. It took place in the middle of the faith act. You see, too many of us want to see the result and then we'll have the faith. It doesn't work that way. You're going to have the faith and then you'll see the result. Amen. And God, Jesus, the Son of God, who is Jesus, demonstrated that he had this kind of God faith. And there's two things that you have to have for this God kind of faith. You've got to have belief in your heart and you've got to have belief with your words. Many people, you know, I have people come to me and say, it's amazing, I can pray for anybody and they get healed, but I can't pray for myself. Why is that? You don't really believe. It's just God's grace that that person's getting healed. Because if you really believed, you would do the same thing and say, oh, the sickness, forget it in Jesus' name. Get out. Hello. You should be able to pray for yourself. Hallelujah. Okay, 2 Corinthians, I want you to see this. You've got to believe. First, a man has to believe, or a woman has to believe, first with their heart, and then second, you've got to believe with your words. Now watch this, 2 Corinthians 4:13. It is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. I believed, and then I spoke. I believed, and then I spoke. Get the belief working before the speaking. I believed, and therefore I've spoken. Now watch what he says. Since we, that's us over here, have that same spirit of faith, we also do it that way. We also believe and therefore speak. See, some of you might say, but this is a sandbox. It's not, because I've heard a lot of you. You're still battling in this area. And we should be past this by now. You should be speaking blessings over your children, over your health, over your life, over everything, over your country. Over the president, whether you like him or not, speak blessings over him. Amen. We won't go there. All right, so it isn't enough just to have the belief in your heart. In order for the word to work for you, you have to believe it with your words also. Can it be different? Absolutely. Jesus said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So you can be saying one thing, but it's not there. Amen. So you got to make sure you got the belief here. So how do I get the belief here? By getting into the Word of God. And this is the unalterable law of faith. The law of faith which we preach. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth. Now watch here. Verse 23 that we read, Mark 11. I want to show you this quickly. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall what? Say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt. Shall not what? Doubt. So I've got to believe and say, I've got to not doubt and speak. Come on. Are you getting this? He says, I say unto you that whosoever, that's anybody. You see, the kingdom of God is a level playing field. He doesn't prefer one to the other. We're all the apple of his eye. He loves each and every one of us equally. He doesn't love you more than me. And he doesn't love me more than you, although he should. That's a joke. That's a joke. All right. I like to joke in case you hadn't noticed. Okay, so watch out. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall what?
Believe.
Believe. So you've got to say, don't doubt, and believe. Believe what? Well, believe what? Let's look at the rest of the scripture. Believe what? That those things which you say, who says? You say. So I've got to have no doubt. I've got to believe. I've got to speak. I've got to not doubt. I've got to believe this stuff. The things and in your heart, but shall believe that those things which I say shall come to pass. He, the person who's saying them, me, shall have whatsoever you, he, me, saith. These are words spoken by Jesus training the disciples. They didn't know about this faith yet. Paul hadn't got revelation yet. He hadn't even been hanging around with them yet. And God spoke these words as a teaching after the withered tree. He taught them that you've got to believe this thing. And you've got to speak it, yeah. And you can't doubt and speak. So how do I get to a place of believing? I've got to get the Word of God continually coming in me. Continue. And then I train myself the redemptive language. And I don't speak sick, I speak healing. I don't speak broke, I speak prosperous. I don't speak fear, I speak faith.
Amen.
Come on. You've got to train yourself. You've got to learn this language. It's a redemptive language that will change everything in your life. There's so many Christians walking about today that are wrecked and messed up and beat up. Amen. So we got to get this. I made a note here. Effective or beneficial communication must involve both believing and speaking. Now listen here. This is amazing. Human speech is a characteristic or an attribute of man. Not animals. Not cows. Not dogs. Maybe they can communicate with each other, I'm sure. But they're not speaking an articulate language like we speak. Is that correct? We are created in the image and likeness of God. And God speaks and creates. And we're supposed to speak and create. When God created Adam, he brought all of the animals to Adam. Bunnies and crocodiles and alligators and armadillos and cats and dogs and pigeons and you name it. He brought all the animals to Adam and he said, name them. Speak. Let them know what they are. And he spoke, and what he spoke to them, they became. And we were supposed to name things. Now things name us. You ADD. You got cancer. And things start naming us instead of us naming things. We're going to switch this thing back to what it was. Back to the original intent of God saying, you speak. He told Ezekiel, he said to me in verse in chapter 37, he said, can these bones live? And he said, God, I don't know, you know. He said, yeah, prophesy, speak to them, tell them to live. He even tells us what to do. He's teaching us about this again. If you believe and you speak, you will have what you say. And so, we are made in the image of God, so we got to operate as God operates. That's why he also says in Mark 4:4, he said, and Luke 4:4, he says that man shall not live by bread and bread alone, like dogs and cats and pigeons and fowls and ducks and geese can do. They can live by food only. He says human beings are different. You can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You got to live by God's word. He's told us. He's given us a heads up. So he's telling us we're going to live a different way. We're going to have the redemptive language coming out of our mouths. I can change. Listen, if I'm not happy with what I'm seeing, I've got to change what I'm saying. If you're not happy with what you're living, you've got to change what you're speaking.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life.